I helped around the marina until my help wasn't needed, then shuffled back to the cottage to hang bomber jacket and clothes out to dry. I'd been slogging around in boat basin muck. The stink of it was still on me. I took a cold water shower, kept lathering and rinsing. Decided there are some things, the memory of an odor, for instance, that cannot be washed away with soap. By then it was nearly 10 a.m. I felt as if I had been awake for days, but didn't feel like sleeping. Because of the petroleum and spent chemicals that had gone into the bay, I was worried about the fish tank aquarium where I keep live specimens, some to sell, most just for my own research and pleasure. I'd built the fish tank on a reinforced section of my lower deck, using half of an old wooden cistern. From a distance, the thing looked like a whiskey barrel. Raw water is constantly drawn into the tank by a Briggs pump housed on shore. Then the water is aerated and clarified by a 100-gallon upper reservoir and sub-sand filter, then sprayed as a mist into the main tank. But even the multiple filter systems couldn't protect the aquarium from big doses of chemical contaminants. That's why I was concerned. Because of the cold weather, I had a styrofoam cap on the tank. But the sun was out now, the norther had blown through, and the temperature had already climbed to 65, so I removed the cap and let the sun in. The water in the tank was clear, 3 feet deep. I released a long, slow breath, relieved. Everything was still alive. Snappers with their black masks were doing slow figure eights, flushing shrimp before them. There were whelks and banded tulip shells and one great big horse conch, its orange foot out, suctioned to a clam. There were also sea squirts and tunicates, the bay's natural water filters. The most delicate animals in the tank are my reef squid. It took me a while to find them. They can change colors and blend in, their chromatophores changing with the background. But they were alive, too. And so were six immature tarpon that I had recently rescued from a drainage ditch near the island's pirate playhouse. I stood watching the tarpon, debating whether to switch off the raw water intake. The fish held nose first into the current, thin bars of silver that seemed to generate their own light. Over at the marina, the cleanup continued. The tide was still carrying out charred fragments and white pellets of synthetic goo. I decided that cutting the raw water intake was the safest course. For a day or so, the recirculation system and aerator could keep my animals isolated and alive.
Dr. Ford? It's doctor, right?
I looked up to see a sheriff's detective, sports coat, loose tie. He had introduced himself earlier, asked a few questions, then dismissed me. Ron Jackson. He was on the boardwalk that connects my stilt house to shore, coming toward me. I waited until he was closer before I said, "Just Ford, I'm not a physician." He smiled a cop smile, illustrative of genial mistrust.
"Out on the islands, I keep forgetting. Everything's informal. Probably why the tourists like it."
He had his notebook out, found a piling on the lower deck and leaned against it, making himself at home.
"Let's see, I've already got your number, your name, so just a couple other things. You got a spare minute?"
I'd already told him everything there was to tell. Not really. I was getting ready to... I cast around for an excuse. Sleep was out of the question, and I didn't feel like working. "I was just getting ready to go for a run." The smile again.
"There you go. Best way to get rid of stress. I'm a runner myself. You don't mind, I'll follow you around while you change. It'll save us both some time."